You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning. It's so good to see you. Are you guys having a good time at your grandparents' house this weekend? Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, let me scoot over so Kate and Cameron can sit. Lincoln, you want to come sit over here with us? Okay. Can you scooch in there? Perfect. Good morning, everybody. Have any of you had the chance to go swimming yet this summer? You have? Oh, well, the time is coming, right, Mom? He'll get there this summer sometime. Well, this morning we are going to continue talking about, in our children's sermons, baptism. And what are we baptized with?
Water.
Water, that's exactly right. We are baptized with water. Water makes up a lot of the earth. Water makes up a lot of our bodies. And in water, we are baptized and become God's children. Now let me look at your foreheads. Let's see. Well, I can't see it, but I know it's there. When you were baptized, you were marked with the cross of Christ forever. And even though I can't see it, I know that it is there. And so one of the ways that when we can remember our baptism is by making the sign of the cross, because we were marked with the cross in baptism. And so sometimes we do that when we come forward for communion. We dip our finger in the water, make the sign of the cross on our forehead, where the pastor did that at our baptism. Sometimes when I'm washing my hands or washing my dishes with the water, I remind myself of my baptism, that I am God's beloved daughter. And you know what else we can do if we don't have water around? We can make the sign of the cross on our bodies. So I thought I might teach you that today. So take your right hand, take this hand, and touch your forehead. And say, in the name of the Father. And then touch the middle of your chest. In the name of the Son. Can you say that? In the name of the Son. And then touch your shoulders. The Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit. So start on this one. Holy Spirit. Okay, let's try that all together. In the name of the Father. And in the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Spirit. Good job, everybody. So if you want to remember your baptism, you can do that. In fact, Martin Luther said every day should start our day by making the sign of the cross and remembering our baptism, remembering that we are God's child. We actually do that in worship a few times too. We do it when we gather together at the beginning of church. We do it when the forgiveness of sin is said over us. You probably see some of us do it when we take communion. And then we do it at the end of the service too, when we're sent out in God's name. So you can remember your baptism anytime you're with some water, or anytime you want to make the cross over yourself. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other, and thank you for our church. Thank you for baptism and making us your children. Help us to remember our baptism so that we can remember that you love us so much. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You all may go to Children's Church with Susan today.